The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year, just around the corner.
Yes, literally tomorrow. But if you think about it, the Cheongsam, traditional dress wear, not really a common sight these days, but fashionistas across the world are embracing the dress as a way to affirm their Asian heritage, celebrate global multiculturalism, and, well, make a splash on a slinky, form-fitting garment. It is quite beautiful.
It's a really, really attractive design. The local fashion brand Laichan is both honouring and deconstructing the traditional Cheongsam. Its founder, Go Laichan, has been making Cheongsams for more than 30 years and is hailed as the nation's grand master of the Cheongsam.
How cool. Well, he has clients from all over the world and even some coming from China, where the Cheongsam has its roots. Well, Go Laichan's label is not only famous for its traditional form of Asian dress, but also contemporary evening and bridal gowns.
Yeah, Laichan's cheongsams are cut on the bias, which allows the fabric to drape more easily and give the final product a softer silhouette. But will cheongsams be a thing from the past in the near future?
Well, we're going to be talking designs and evolution of cheongsams. We welcome into the studio the grand master of cheongsam, Go Laichan. Good morning, Laichan. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you.
And you are dressed like a grandmaster today in some form of a traditional way.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're wearing.
I thought for a chance, I mean, to show that, you know, what we can wear and then looks quite... I think it's suitable to be walk around the streets kind of thing. But at the same time, also for you to see, since we're going to be in the studio, to see what I do. Yeah. It's contemporary, but at the same time, you know, the fabric and trousers are very detailed and very unusual as well.
And it looks even comfortable. Like,
yeah, even might have the Chinese buy them because they don't find it back China.
Home. Yes.
Yeah, well, we always take a photograph after all of our guests have been in the studio, so everyone will get to see what you're wearing and how cool it looks, because it really does. But speaking of cool, let's talk about the history of cheongsams. Has it always been synonymous with Chinese New Year?
Yes and no. I mean, usually they like to have colors that say auspicious, red, or pink, or, you know, or flowers, kind of thing. But I think now, as you can see, even the women wearing black during the Chinese New Year, so long as it's a bit Chinese looking, with an extra, you know, accessories like jade
or red threads, kind
of trimmings. I mean, the trimmings or the buttons, which I always do. Yeah.
Okay. And you have a boutique situated in Paragon. Have you always wanted to have like a boutique making cheongsams? Why did you choose Paragon?
Why Paragon? I mean, actually what happened is that I was all the way for a good 25 years ago in Raffles Hotel. And of course, 2 years ago, they closed for a major renovation, so I have no choice. And then I started to look around and I thought, Paragon is perfect. The tenants are just beautiful. And I read honestly, and I thought that it's a perfect place, and they're very good to me. Very, very good to me.
I mean, your cheongsams are absolutely beautiful. And and I have walked past the boutique many, many times. As I'm sure have lots of others, and they've always wanted to. You know, it's a much coveted item. But the price point is difficult for some. So how does the costing work out?
Well, not because of the whether it's going to be cheaper or more expensive, but usually for me, it's the choice of fabric, you know, the colors, and then the construction of it, the craftsmanship. I think this is, unfortunately, has to be the cost. I don't think I can do something, say, what you see in some Chinatown shops, the stores where you find just $50. It's impossible for us to do it. And even though being in Singapore, our cost is so high. It's all handmade here.
Sure.
And every piece, we only do like one piece or two piece. Yeah, we don't do more than two pieces, I think. And they all brought in our cottons. I mean, if you see, they're all from the Japanese kimono fabric. We have lace. We have all hand-embroidered. See, some can take a few months to do just the beading and all.
So, Laichan, when we came into the studio, you brought with us this huge garment bag.
Yes.
And we've piled them up on the chair next to you. So just to describe what we have here, we have a few pieces. Amongst those pieces, when you came in, you said, here's one which is a bit more of a basic version.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have the more elaborate ones. Can you walk us through it and sort of talk us how how the pricing works on garments like this, and just describe it because everyone's listening and you need to bring it alive for them.
Sure. So for a start, I mean, for the beginning, I thought that I liked the cheongsams very much, but the thing is, we are not from a certain era where girls with waist that's 22 inches or 23 right. inches, they don't exist anymore. Not even the teenage girls do not have 23 inches anymore. So I was thinking, how do I make a cheongsam look quite nice? And at the same time, I'm not talking about, say, crazy, you know, bareback cuts here and there kind of thing. Okay. Let's talk about basic first.
Okay.
I mean, I can do the barebacks. I can do anything else that's very modernized.
All the fancy stuff,
but
yeah.
Let's talk about basic now. So the basic ones to make it more suitable, wearable, and they can still go to work and feel that it's quite comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I thought of a way to recut it differently. The proportions are different as well. It looks like a basic cheongsam.
Yeah.
And that's why what the cost is. You see, because when I cut it on the bias.
Mm.
A bias means that it's cut, you know, draping the fabric at a 45 degree, and then it follows the body.
Mm.
So you can feel that you're moving around. You can sit down, but you don't have to worry about the dress being very... You know,
it's not completely figure hugging in that sense.
No, it's figure hugging. It hugs
the
body.
But there's enough room to move.
You. It right. works with a body.
Right.
So that's why sometimes I've constantly said, oh, I put on weight and then put it on. How come you can still wear the same size?
So, oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's
okay.
draped in a certain way.
Right.
And most of you, and at the same time, it's not too tight.
It suits yeah. you down to the ground if you're about to embark on a lot of eating over Lunar New Year, right?
Oh, yeah. So my customers do buy.
What does this cost, Lai Chan?
This piece here in cotton, this is a Japanese cotton, 798. And
it's
a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's all done
it's
by hand.
Yeah.
And not only that, I'm like, even the trimmings, what you see a lot of work on in basic cheongsam dress qipao, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they're all done on the outside.
Right.
I don't like the trimmings because it's a little bit... Oh, so but then the thing is, I don't want to be, you know, cheating on the work. So all my work is all done underneath, all done by stitch.
Yeah,
in fact, the stitching is a lot more everywhere.
I see. Yeah, a lot of trimmings on the inside.
Then,
so it's very neat.
Yeah,
and then one of my colleague here in work, she will go to Japan regularly to buy the fabric and then bring back all DHL back our fabric, very minimal.
Yeah.
We don't repeat the fabric after that.
Do the more elaborate piece. It's, and I'm just going to describe it as Lai Chan picks it up. It's similar in that figure hugging format, but it looks like white lace, and there's a lot of sparkly designs. Semi translucent. So this is something you would wear over another piece.
No. So I put it so you can see the other work, the lace or the handwork.
Yeah,
kind
yeah.
of thing. But then of course the customers can buy. All the colors in different colors, or the lining inside, whether
right.
it's nude color, or whether it's going to be black, or is it matching colors, we can do that as well.
This looks good for a wedding, actually.
Yeah, so this is done in white, so that you can wear it as a wedding, but at the same time, they can order this in red or pink or any color.
I see.
Yeah, and they're all done by hand, every stitch.
It's a very elaborate piece.
Yeah, and this is considered so-called casual.
Because casual?
It's not even for evenings, I mean, this is only for a day.
Oh,
yeah. So I thought I'd be showing the difference between...
This is beautiful. And how much does this cost, Lai Chan?
This one here? Okay, this is 4,900 Singapore dollars.
It is a beautiful piece.
Yeah. That's something you save up for, right?
Yeah. It's a lot of work. It cannot cheat by, you know, not stitching. Everything has to be stitched by hand.
So this is a total one-off?
One piece, no. But then, like I said, this is the one. Then they can order new colors.
Right.
Yeah. How long did you take to make that one?
A few of them, say about... 3 sewing girls, right? Maybe at least a month.
A month.
Yeah.
Before we get into traffic, Lai Chan, a quick question. On the average per month, how many cheongsams do you sell?
I really don't calculate because I have some customers who order, say, 6 months ago or a year ago. And then the dress can take about bit by bit. I have to wait for fabric to come in. I have to wait for beading, cutting. And by the time the stages of things could take about 3 months easily.
Wow.
I have
an
informed
appreciation. So I've asked to order a year in advance.
Yeah, I really do.
Well.
Yeah, I really appreciate it too. Goodness, it's amazing.
This morning, speaking with our nation's grandmaster of cheongsam, Go Lai Chan, and we have just learned a mind-blowing personal fact about the Ip Man of cheongsam in Singapore. You have how many siblings?
15 of us. 1 5.
That's remarkable.
One father,
it's a
one
kung
mother.
Fu school.
We are spare, you know, extra to sit by the side there for the footballs and all. Yeah,
it's a retirement plan there for your parents.
Wow.
And you worked with one of your siblings, your brother, is it?
Yes, my young, tell my us youngest, a little bit more. My brother's the youngest one. He's Eddie, and he's my closest. He's my best friend. He's my everything. I mean, he's and he also works harder than me. So I do all the friendly, fancy things. He does all the hard work.
So he's number 15. You are number
13.
Did your parents ever refer to you by numbers?
No. In fact, the 15 is not a problem. You see, the problem is extra because my nieces and nephews are my age. And then my kids, the kids of these nieces and nephews are also quite young. Like now I'm working housing. So I have my great-grand nephews and, you know, their girlfriends, and they're also close. So this is a huge, huge clang.
Yeah, so like when you all get together, let's say, you know, Chinese New Year is coming, it's the eve. When you all get together, how many of you are in the room?
Oh, it's very hard to calculate who goes there. So it's open whole day. So you just come. Yeah, just come. And then
full
that's
house.
Not the first time we see our uncles and the cousins be doing that. Now, it used to be last time. Second day, then you can visit certain uncles by what time so that they can shift to the next time for another uncles, that kind of thing.
And you all live in a castle, right?
I know.
There's no way to accommodate.
Unfortunately. Well, it's a big family. Yeah, very close.
Wow.
Well, how lovely.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
How lovely. Well, here you are doing your creative thing. I don't know what all of your brothers and sisters are doing. Let's just talk about challenges real quick.
Yes.
I mean, what are the challenges in designing these beautiful, beautiful items of clothing?
No, actually, it's more like, say, here, we have hard to find new generations who can do that kind of work and do work that's not necessarily, you know, at the level of, say, you want to be a designer. You only want to be designers only. You don't want to do, you know, craftsmanship kind of thing, handwork.
Do you do it all? You're able to do everything?
We have a stamp of people as well in the office. And then my sewing goes, my drafter is already about 83 years old.
Hmm.
And she's been with us for more than 30 over years.
Okay.
Yeah, and at 83, she can do all the beadings and things like that, you see, and drafting.
I think so, at some point, they're just feeling it, right?
Yeah, or you have to be everything else, yeah.
Wow.
So we do everything here.
Amazing. Lai-chan, just a bit about your background. You are an alumni from Ngee Ann Polytechnic.
Yes.
But you were studying building maintenance management.
Yes.
And at that time, you already had customers for your Cheongsams.
Yes.
Can I ask, who is your grandmaster?
Well, at the very beginning, before I start to work after army, I sometimes go to, like, say, Chinatown. I see this old couple that makes Cheongsams. I visit them there and talk, look around. And then, of course, I've got sisters who are the, you know, age when you get married. So I will buy fabric, you know, Chinatown, buy beads, and then we'll design, you know, say, the kind of Valentino-looking dresses. And then my sister would do the beading. My younger sister would just bead and bead and bead and bead. And we'll bead for a few months until before the wedding when he realized that he's panicking, he's going to Chinatown to buy a new fabric because there's not enough time to do the beading on the sleeves. And then, you know, she wants to say, stop it. You know, you cannot just finish the beading for 80 minutes and then after that, change a new basic, you know, kind of thing. So just cut off. I just cut off the sleeves and then it becomes a different evening gown.
Genius.
Because the wedding is got too near. So these are things we do, families and sisters and all.
Yeah.
Innovation.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and collaborative innovation as well.
Yeah.
Can I just, when you walked in the studio and you brought the Cheongsams with you, you indicated that one of them, that beautiful red, very red and gold, just perfect for the Lunar New Year. This one, and hopefully we can take a photo of it and share it. Now, was this featured in a movie or was the fabric the same?
I didn't bring the one that I thought I shouldn't be telling about it online. So I didn't bring the correct colour.
Okay.
But right now, you know, the movie that I saw, that's
Judy, Renée Zellweger,
Judy, yes,
playing Judy
and
Garland.
And Renée's dress, you know, in this floral print. And of course, it's not with the Chinese collar, but it's the same, exactly the same fabric. So when I was watching the movie, I was saying, hey, it looks so familiar. What's that dress that looks so familiar? I realized that I went back to my shop and I checked on the rack. It's the same exactly fabric in my Cheongsam. In the same thing. So it's fitting, hugging, same length, but it's just that it's not without the mentioned collar, that's all.
Right.
So I was thinking, oh, wow. I didn't expect to talk about it here. I didn't even put it in the Instagram. I didn't even put it in the Facebook about it.
Oh, you heard it here first.
Actually, I want to talk about that since you brought up Instagram and Facebook and whatnot. I've seen people are able to order Cheongsams online. Some even you just send in your measurements and they make it for you. How well that goes is another story altogether. But technology and this age-old craftsmanship, What are your thoughts on it? Do you see it going further ahead in the future?
Well, I think so. I think so because right now, I mean, there's so many choices now that everything is mass produced.
Yeah.
Then there are people who just want to be better than the better ones. They want to have something to keep. Even for our, I have customers who are Japanese to buy, okay. And then it actually it bring it from, say, the grandmother's clothes for us to help them touch up a little bit kind of thing,
sure.
All the way from Japan.
Sure.
Bring it back, help us change the size and become proportion and change the gut inside for colors. So, yeah, there is a future, I think. And then now we have a lot of customers, like I say, in China. They can afford to back home, of course, right? Mm-hmm. But yet they're buying it from us because they know it's different. There's a museum in China. Also bought my costumes to keep as well, okay. You know, and I hope, soon back here as well.
Is the market for cheongsams, is it resistant to the way the economy fluctuates? Will people always want a product like yours? Because it's very specific.
Yeah, I guess my business is not so big enough. I can, anything that's, going to affect the economy or kind of thing, I still have enough people to keep me busy.
Right.
And I don't mass reduce by clothes. I don't have so many sewing girls and drafters that, so whatever they order now, you can even book us 6 months ago. So sure. I'll be busy enough anyway.
And a lot of them repeat customers?
Yeah. And I love them for it. Really love them.
Wow.
And my customers who are, say, when got married 25 years ago, they're now the kids are grown up and kind of thing and still buying my stuff. So it's nice. Yeah, customers who so many years ago, they're still buying to support me. So perfect. That's why I'm grateful for them. Yeah,
I feel like these designs, they don't really run out of fashion, do they?
No, they don't. I mean, it's just so classic. And I think, every woman talks about you should fill your wardrobe with things that you know that you're going to be wearing 6 months, 1 year down the line. And we've talked on the show about it's actually better for the environment.
No, I mean, just for myself, I collect cheongsams, the old ones from the 40s, the 50s, and I keep them in my in the office. I keep them because it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
The workmanship, the colors, they're all different. Different, era, different time, all different.
Yeah. Oh,
the choice of the fusings and all, which is to support the colors, they're all different over years.
What a way to kickstart the Lunar New Year holiday. Having our nation's Grandmaster of Cheongsam in the studio, Go Lai Chan, who's designer of Lai Chan. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah.
Happy Lunar New Year in advance.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.